Welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, a podcast for Canadian small businesses. We interview Canadian experts and entrepreneurs to provide expert insight into marketing, innovation, business leadership, technology, and trends that impact small businesses.
Here's a question for you. What's your email address saying about your Canadian business? First impressions matter, and your email says a lot. It's your customer's first look at your brand. A custom.ca email shows you're credible, professional, and proudly Canadian. It signals you do business in Canada. For Canadians, show you mean business from the get-go. Get your custom.ca email now at yourcustomemail.ca and let your email do the talking.
Whether you're just getting started or already established, UPS is here to help you make the most of your time. Their services, tools, expertise, and team of UPS Small Business Ambassadors can help businesses of all sizes simplify processes, improve customer experience, and guide you on the path to growth. My name's Elaine Tancomo, founder of Easy Daisies, Daily Visual Schedules for Kids, and I want to invite you to visit UPS.com to learn more and save up to 52% or more on shipping. This is a paid advertisement.
Hi, everyone. This is Maheen, and welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, where we explore the latest trends and insights in the job market, providing valuable guidance for both job seekers and employers. Now, the Canadian job market is undergoing a significant shift with evolving hiring practices and changing expectations from both the employers and job seekers. And according to recent reports, there's a growing emphasis on skills-first hiring and a need to bridge the gap between employer needs and job seeker capabilities. So joining us today to discuss all of this is Elise Marcotte, the Global Talent Intelligence Enablement Lead at Indeed, the world's number one job site. Now, Elise's expertise in talent intelligence and her insights into the current job market trends make her a valuable resource for our listeners. And today we'll discuss how to navigate the job market during a slowdown, explore the hiring mismatch and the importance of skills first hiring, and really delve into the experiences and expectations of Gen Z in the workplace. So without further ado, let's get started. Elise, welcome to the podcast. It's a pleasure to have you with us. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Maheen. I'm very good. How about you?
Very well, thank you. And Elise, your expertise in talent intelligence and your insights into the evolving job market, it makes you a perfect and invaluable resource for our listeners today. Now let's start with the current state of the job market. Please tell us about the overall job market these days and how are job seekers feeling about their prospects of landing a job in a slowing market?
I think it's very interesting when you look at both sides. So if you look at the job seeker side, often you'll hear that either they don't hear back or there's not a lot of opportunities on the market. And then if you focus on the employers, you can really hear on their side that there's not enough of the right job seekers that they're looking for, people with the right expertise, or they have too many people that apply that don't have the same level of expertise. So there's very much that skills mismatch in the market on either or both sides, which is why I think skills first is so important so that we can focus on what needs to be accomplished and seeing the potential as well through the job seekers versus the normal experience and the normal education.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a helpful overview, Elise. I mean, understanding the current market conditions and job seeker sentiment is crucial for both individuals and the businesses. Now, Indeed has found that job seekers and employers, they struggle to find the right match, really indicating hiring mismatch. Can you please elaborate on this mismatch and explain why skills first hiring is so important in addressing it?
For sure. I think the first thing to acknowledge is that requirements are changing. And with the obviously the evolution of technology, the expectations are changing very quickly as well. When we think about some normal standards that we, you know, used to expect for job descriptions, often would have a degree, for example. So that is often one that is not necessarily needed to accomplish the task at play. So there is a lot of work that is being done in the various organizations to make sure that the focus is on what skills does the individual need to be successful in the job instead of what degree the individual needs to be in the job. So I think when we think about the mismatch, that is one of the components. On the job seeker side is going to get the different experiences that are going to help showcasing the skills that the person have, regardless of the degrees. So I think there's a little bit of education, knowledge sharing that needs to be done on both sides to make sure that those are displayed, and also understanding that it's change management for organization to start hiring more on skills versus the normal education pathway that we've seen for the forever, really.
Those are valuable insights, Elise. I mean, emphasizing skills and experience over traditional credentials, it can help bridge the gap and create better matches between job seekers and employers. Now, why is it so difficult to put skills-first hiring into practice, and how can employers leverage AI and other tools to find better candidates?
I think the first part is often just the change management component that organizations have to go through. The bigger the organization, the longer the change management will take. For a lot of the listeners, I think in the small, medium organization size, there's lots of opportunity to focus more on skills and leveraging AI. So it can start from just using an old job description, asking AI, hey, what are the skills that are needed to accomplish such task, and then modifying the job description to fit this. And then leveraging also AI and, you know, and or indeed matching and hiring engine to go and find true smart sourcing who are the candidates that are showcasing those skill set through their resume. So I think those are the different ways that AI can be leveraged through that process and help that change management as well. And a fantastic opportunity for small and medium sized businesses.
Right, right. And no, your focus on skills first hiring and really leveraging technology highlights the importance of adapting to evolving hiring practices. You know, this is for all the Canadian job seekers that are out there and listening to us today. Listeners, if you are looking to navigate the current job market effectively, please remember that Indeed provides valuable resources and tools to help you find that right job or the right candidate. Now let's get back to our conversation, Elise, and really delve into the experiences and expectations of Gen Z in the workplace, because Indeed, it recently commissioned a survey, I believe, about young Canadians' experiences in the workplace, particularly focusing on Gen Z. Elise, tell us, what were the general findings of the survey and what stood out to you as the most surprising finding?
I think the one that stood out the most is that Gen Z is more likely than millennials to agree that their generation has a harder time finding jobs than older age groups. So they think that it's going to be harder for themselves, harder when they finish their education to go and find a job. So that's one of the components I think that is quite scary, especially in the current economy, because life is expensive. So, you know, that also created the side hustle. So it's not unusual for job seekers, for the Gen Z to have more than one job going on at once. So they'll have, you know, the main job that they're working towards their normal career path, and they might have something else on the side as well to make sure that they can meet both ends.
Right, right, right. I mean, those are interesting findings, and really understanding the expectations and concerns of Gen Z is crucial for employers that are looking to attract and retain young talent. Now, the survey also looked at deal breakers for Gen Z and millennials when it comes to accepting a job. What surprised you there, and what advice would you give to new grads and other individuals that are struggling to find work?
I don't think it didn't come out as a surprise, but I think it came out as something that I want to make sure that organization also spends time thinking is the focus on ESG, so the environmental sustainability and governance of the organization. So job seekers will be looking, especially Gen Z, will be looking at those. So the employer branding becomes very important, because job seekers, Gen Z job seekers, want to focus on a place where they feel like they're going to belong, they feel like they're having a positive impact on the planet. That's mm-hmm. one component. The other one is the flexibility. I think COVID has also brought that to all of us. COVID forced us to bring work home. Now we're bringing home back to work. So how do we make all of this work together? So they want to make sure that work fits their life, whether if it's scheduling, whether if it's with vacation, whether if it's just with flexibility overall of working longer shift and then not having longer time off. So we do see that flexibility in working location is very important. Mm-hmm. The last component that stood out as per Gen Z is they want to know what's the next step. So what is the progression within the organization? So what can I do for you? And then what will be my next step after? So they want to have some kind of idea of the progression within the organization or within the roles that they can have working for you.
That's valuable advice, Elise. Really emphasizing work-life balance, career development, and company culture. It can help attract and retain young talent. Now, Elise, this has been a very wonderful conversation. I mean, your insights on navigating the job market, skills-first hiring, and Gen Z in the workplace have been incredibly valuable. If there's one key message that you want listeners to take away from our discussion today, what would it be?
I think it's leveraging the tools that are out there. Do your research, ask some questions, network. At the end of the day, finding the right person, finding the right match will help having, you know, a happier country. So take the time to enhance your resume, even though it's, you know, it's not always the most fun thing to do. Go upload it, go update it onto Indeed, and then do that work with the platform so that the platform can understand what you're looking for and suggest the jobs that are most aligned with you, and allow people to reach out to you. So on the job seeker side, I feel like that's really that biggest component. On the business side, give some thought into that change of focusing on the skills first. How can that help your business thrive, of having things that are not being done the same way that it's always been done, to help you get more of the right people into the place? So
that's a powerful message, Elise. I mean, focusing on skills, adapting to market changes, and really understanding the needs of both job seekers and employers are essential for success in today's job market. And this has been, great. It was a pleasure having you on the show. Again, thank you so much for sharing your expertise and your insights with us.
Thanks for having me, Mahi.
And listeners, that was an insightful conversation with Elise Mercott, the Global Talent Intelligence Enablement Lead at Indeed, on navigating the job market, skills first hiring, and the experiences of Gen Z in the workplace. Again, thank you for tuning in and for your continued support. Please be sure to subscribe to the podcast by visiting our website, canadiansme.ca. A special shout out to our partners, RBC, UPS, IAG, and Google, for their ongoing commitment. And until next time, please keep innovating and striving for success. We'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Canadian SME Podcast. Please visit canadiansme.ca to subscribe and join us next again as we share more expert advice from Canadian business leaders.